The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Very interesting story you've got for us this afternoon. Israel and U.S. envoys to U.N. Security Council criticized the council for its focus solely on Israel. That's about time.
Well, I have to tell you, you know, we focus so much on the extraordinary Nikki Haley and her record at the United Nations. But I have to tell you that her successor, the current ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas Greenfield, is also following in her footsteps, putting the United Nations and their various agencies, in this case the Security Council, on notice for their focus on Israel. So yesterday they got a double whammy from both our ambassador to the UN, that's Gilad Erdan, and Linda Thomas Greenfield, who said that the council spent a great deal of time on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, which is understandable and consistent with the agenda. However, they spend too much time and occupy too much of the agenda at the expense of other issues in the Middle East and the world on focusing on Israel. And she says the over-focus on Israel in debates fails to advance positive solutions. She goes on to say, far too often the substance of these discussions is centered almost entirely around criticism of Israel and counterattacks. I sincerely hope that going forward, council members will do their best to take a more balanced approach. And there are other countries and situations in the region that merit a Security Council attention and should not be neglected. Could you be talking about Syria? Who knows? Could you be asking them to focus on Africa, where another horrendous attack on Tigray today, killing civilians, and she says that it only perpetuates the conflict. And this was a sentiment that was echoed by our ambassador to the United Nations, Gilad Erdan. He had an issue with a speech by the envoy Riyad Mansour, as well as his inviting Daniel Levy and Hana Nashrawi from an organization called MIFTA, an organization that he says Ashrawi has founded and led and has published anti-Semitic blood libels. And he says, does the Security Council really want to legitimize someone responsible for spreading gross anti-Semitism? What is next? Are you going to invite Hassan Rouhani and Javad Zarif, both of Iran, as civil society representatives? And just on the subject, I noticed on Twitter that Ireland's mission to the United Nations basically sang the praises of Ashrawi and Levy. And this comes just about a week or so after a report was published condemning and exposing anti-Semitism in Ireland. So just a note to the envoy to the United Nations from Ireland, perhaps you need to focus your attention on your own country before you start singing the praises of those at the UN.
There's a massive disconnect, isn't there, Rolene? I mean, I'm thinking about the actions of the UN, of Ireland, of countries like that, and then they're surprised that bus stops in England are blazoned with anti-Israel propaganda, and then they're surprised that they're politicians who are somewhat pro-Israel are murdered.
Well, this is it. I mean, I know exactly what you're alluding to. You're alluding to the poster on the bus stop in London that said normal people boycott Israel. Yep. I've actually just written an article about that. It will be published within the next day or two. But that's a play on Sally Rooney's best-selling novel and TV show of the same name, and also her decision to boycott the Hebrew language. However, she has said that she'll allow her book to be published in Hebrew as long as it's by a BDS-sanctioned publisher. Good luck finding one, Sally Rooney. And also the horrific assassination, let's call it what it is, of Tory MP Sir David Ames on Friday as he was meeting and greeting constituents. His killer, a Somali extremist, somebody who has followed the extreme jihadi teachings of Imam Chowdhury in London, and Chowdhury say that Amos was killed because of his pro-Israel stance. He was the honorary secretary of Conservative Friends of Israel, but support for the Jewish state, the one and only Jewish state, should not be a reason that you are murdered. And it's very, very frightening that we're seeing this situation playing out on the streets of the United Kingdom.
And then in absolute contrast to that, we have articles throughout the week talking about the fact that the sky's the limit in terms of relations between Israel and the UAE. And you've got a story saying it's actually bigger than that.
It's much bigger than that. In fact, the universe, we're going to the moon and beyond, quite literally. I mean, I just find it astounding that when the Arab world is opening up more and more to Israel, what is wrong with the West? I think personally that they're trying to absolve themselves of some guilt they are feeling, and so they are reaching. Just saying, just putting it up there. But yeah, we're going to the moon, possibly again, but with our good friends, the United Arab Emirates. So an agreement will be signed today that will look at space collaboration between our two countries. And what they're looking to do is to send the Bereshit 2 mission to the moon. And what they want to do is have students from both countries determine the precise time of the new moon. And why this is significant is not only in that we're taking our regional cooperation into interstellar, into the universe, but we are also both countries that follow faith, both Islam and Judaism, follow a lunar calendar. So, you know, this benefits our people around the world. Really, really amazing. And rumor has it we could plonk our two flags on the moon. Let's just hope that we drive our satellite better than we did last year and actually land gently and delicately and not with a great big boom, which is how we drive here anyway. Yep. So,
yeah, anybody who's been to Israel knows that that was going to be a challenge. And then this really interesting poll. Apparently the majority of Israelis find Biden worse for Israel than Trump was.
Well, this is quite interesting. A poll conducted by Mitvim, which is the Israeli Institute for Regional Foreign Policy, they conducted a poll, and the majority of this poll, about 53%, believe that the administration of former President Trump is much better than that of Biden. They say that, you know, while there doesn't seem to be a big difference, in what has happened, Biden is less beneficial for Israel than Trump was.
Ro, in the very short time that we've got remaining, there was significant unrest near the Damascus gates in Jerusalem. Where are we with that issue, and why did it happen in the first place?
Well, unfortunately, we have seen fresh tensions flaring just moments ago. This is in the Old City. This is around Damascus Gate. Yesterday, police and Arabs clashed. There were some reports of Arabs attacking an Egged bus. It comes at a time where a lot of discussion is around whether or not Jews should be allowed to pray on the Temple Mount. It is a contentious issue. You know, from Israel's perspective, we want to maintain the status quo because it is a tinderbox. It is a highly, highly flammable part of the country and of the region, a real flashpoint. And we have had Jews going up to the Temple Mount, albeit very, very quietly. This is seen as provocative to Muslims who don't want any presence of any other kind of religion other than Islam there. The Temple Mount is very, very holy, both for Jews and for Muslims. The Dome of the Rock and of course, the very holy Al-Aqsa Mosque are built on top of the remains of our two holy temples, the holiest site for Jews. So, you know, we see it as we should not be allowed to pray there as an affront to us as well. So a very, very delicate situation, and one that has to be maintained very, very carefully.
Roline Marks, as always, thank you so very much.
I'm going to go try that gin soup or watch the soup now.
I'm sure you will.
Do you put canadles in it? I don't know.
Oh, come on, Roline. No, no, no. I've still got half an hour. Don't.